No one was more surprised. Boy, just when I said no one, I thought it sounded like a Christopher Walken impression. Rewind it. Listen again. I don't do a Christopher Walken impression. I don't have one, but no one. However I said it, really, I heard Christopher Walken in my own voice. But no one is more surprised than I was that I posted shirtless selfies on Instagram over the weekend. But I did.
Your daily Lex.
I had been waiting and waiting to break 200 pounds on my weight loss journey, which is about 40 pounds down from where I started. I started at 239, and I've been using 239 as the starting number. It's a little bit inflated in more than one way, only because we had just gotten off a cruise when I did my initial weigh-in. And I don't always eat like I do on a cruise, but I was probably around 235 before the cruise. But anyway, I'm down below 200, and I've been waiting and waiting to get to that below 200 number. And I was taking closer and closer. I was like 200.4 and 200.2, and then it would go up, and that was very annoying. But broke 190. Well, I hit 199.9. Then I was at 199.9 again the next day, and then today it was 199.7, which means the trend is continuing, my friends. And I posted the before and after selfies from when I started and from, I guess, last Wednesday, when I take photos every Wednesday. And then my trainer, Ursulon, was like, hey, can you do more formal posts and tag me in them and blah, blah, blah. So I did that. But man, it's weird putting yourself out there sometimes shirtlessly. I also put I put myself out there in multiple ways. Like I have this video out right now promoting my upcoming web seminar, AKA webinar, which I've talked about on the show. If you're interested in that sort of thing, you want to get better at sales, you know what to do. Go to lexfriedman.com/consulting/seminar or go to lexfriedman.com/seminar. It all works. But I posted a video on various social media platforms to promote it. And that felt so sleazy, which I talked about in the video. Like it feels gross to make this video to sell you on attending my thing about sales, which it did. But obviously you can't sell sales without selling. I think I got that sentence right. I'm not sure. I left a little pause in here just now because I also just paused while I went to say hi to Liam. I hadn't yet seen Liam in person today. Lauren woke up the kids this morning and the older two didn't have school, but Liam, he did, which sucked for him. But I saw Liam briefly and I texted him. So I was driving to physical therapy and his school bus was coming home. And so I happened to see him through the window of the school bus. He did not see me. So I texted him later that I had seen him on the bus. And it's always exciting to me when you can see your kids in their like not at home settings, especially when they don't know that they're being observed. I don't know. I like when I can see my kid interacting with other kids. And I like when I see my kids, you know, it was fun. Seeing him on the bus. He wasn't doing anything interesting. Like there's nothing fun to report about or share, but it's just cool. Like see them being themselves out in the world. Liam loves a walk. Liam loves a hike. And so yesterday he really wanted to go on this hike. And so Lauren and Liam and I all went on the hike. Not that much to do on Easter Sunday if you don't celebrate Easter or Sundays. The older two had no interest, which did not surprise anybody. But so Liam had the map. And whenever we got to a fork where he could choose different paths to take, different trails to take, I guess, we'd let him choose. And Liam will always choose the longer path. he loves it. So we ended up doing 6 miles, a little bit more than 6 miles, 6.25 miles. So it was fun because all three of us were wearing Apple Watches and we all got three different measurements. And so Liam says it was nearly 7 miles because he got to like 6.49, but I got to 6.2 something. I don't know. I trust my watch more than his. Who's to say if I'm right or he's right, but somewhere between 6 and 7 miles, a lot. I had 25,000 steps by the end of the day yesterday because I had also done my regular workout in the morning. Just because what if we didn't do the hike? Then I wouldn't have gotten my regular steps in and I need my regular steps. You get it. You get it. Can't screw it up now. Now I posted about my success and I posted that I'm not done losing weight. So I got to keep losing weight. Otherwise I'm a liar. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful April 21st and boy, go to my seminar if that's the kind of thing you're into. It costs money though. Just it's not free like this incredible podcast, but it's got as much insight and benefits to your life as this. Never mind.
Lex.